We are now about to have a discussion about the corporate tax rate that some of the gubernatorial candidates want to cut. Some want to have it remain. One wants to have it remain the same. At least one does. We're not sure about the third. And it will be a debate coming up in the House of Delegates and the State Senate. And we are joined by Delegate Kathy Shalega, who is a Republican representing the 7th District in Baltimore and Harford counties in the House of Delegates. She's the House Minority Whip. And Delegate Jeff Waltstriker, who is a Democrat representing the 18th District in Montgomery County in the House of Delegates. And delegates, welcome. Good to have you both with us.
Thank you.
So,
thank you, Mark.
This is a very contentious piece. I mean, it seems to cross party lines in many ways. The rate was raised in 2007 from 7% to 8.25%. And some people, like Gansler, who's running to be governor on the Democratic side, wants to drop it to 6% over the next 5 years. I'm curious what both of you think about that. I mean, Delegate Shalega, let me start with you. I mean, so this debate on lowering the rate is clearly in election year, could take hold because people always want to sound like they want to cut taxes during election years, at least some people, and what that will portend and where you stand on the issue.
Well, Mark, as you know, we Republicans would like to cut taxes every year. It doesn't have to just be an election year.
Say every year and everywhere.
That's right. So they are singing our song. And we are very happy to hear that there's going to be discussion about tax cuts because it really proves the point that we make all the time, which is the more you tax something, the less you get of it. So tax cuts are good for everyone, and our caucus is very focused this year on tax relief for everyone. So we, of course, support tax cuts on the corporate level, but we really would like to see a 10% cut on the tax rates for everyone. So we're focused on tax relief for everyone, not just corporations.
And Delegate Waltstriker, where do you stand on this cutting on the corporate tax rate?
Well, I don't think it's necessary. In fact, I think that would be a huge mistake. As the Democratic Party, we stand for the middle class in Maryland, not corporations. And we want to make sure we continue to invest in education, in our transportation system, including the Baltimore Red Line. And, of course, we support targeted incentives to create jobs in Maryland. But an across-the-board tax cut for big corporations in Maryland makes no sense for the middle class.
Well, let's talk about what these things can mean and what the real issues are here. But some of the issues are, clearly we've already heard that there could be an $87 million shortfall at the very least, and there could be even a larger shortfall in terms of a structural deficit facing the state of Maryland. And some argued in this article that was written by Brian Sears in the Daily Record that if you cut the corporate tax, that the reduction would mean less $300 million less each year and perhaps $1.6 billion once it's fully implemented. So Kathy, let me just ask you to jump in. So can we afford that?
Well, we would like to see is tax relief for everyone. And we know that when you cut taxes, the government actually gets more revenue. And that's what's happened in the past. It's happened in other states. And it causes growth. If you let people keep money in their pocket, they will spend it instead of making them give it to the government and letting the government decide what they want to spend it on.
Jeff?
Well, that's just plainly false. If Delegate Shalega wants a state with very little tax both on income and on corporations, then there already is one. It's called Mississippi. Maryland is not Mississippi. We want a high-growth, high-investment state, and we have one. We've got the best school system in the nation. We're investing dramatically to improve our transportation infrastructure. We're investing to protect our bay, and all of that requires the revenue that all Marylanders help provide. The type of economics that Delegate Shalega is proposing is the same type of old Mitt Romney-type economics that we know doesn't work and doesn't appeal to the people of Maryland.
Well, I would actually propose that you look at the data that's been outlined quite well in a program called How Money Walks. This is IRS data that's been extrapolated over the last 15 years, and they've looked at IRS data to see where money's gone. In that amount of time, Maryland's lost $8 billion. In the same amount of time, the state of Florida has been a huge winner, and the state of Texas has been a huge winner. So you see where the jobs are going and where economic growth is occurring. It is happening in states with either no state income tax or low taxes, not in states that have high taxation. They're simply losing population and losing businesses.
So, well, I'm not sure where Delegate Shalega is getting her facts. You know, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is not exactly a bastion of liberalism, and yet they've ranked Maryland as first in the entire state of the union for entrepreneurship and innovation. And that's because we in Maryland choose to invest. We invest in our middle class, we invest in our schools, and we invest in a targeted way to promote a corporate growth here in Maryland. And we're doing a good job.
So what would happen, let's just, a scenario here, let's just say that Attorney General Gensler has his way, and the corporate tax rate is dropped to that 6%, and we do in fact lose the revenue that is argued that you would lose in the state of Maryland, which I think would be, I said it was like $1.6 billion after it's fully implemented. What would that mean? I mean, what do you think that would mean, Delegate Shalega, if that happens? I mean, what you'd have to cut, what the state would do with that loss of revenue, and I'd like you both to respond to that. Kathy?
Well, Mark, you'd have to ask Gensler about that because that's not my proposal. We're proposing to cut the tax rates by 10% for every taxpayer. So we're proposing tax relief for every taxpayer. The fiscal note on that is about $700,000. We're proposing to phase that in over 3 years. And with a $38 billion budget, we know that Maryland, in our budget system, can find $700,000 to return to taxpayers.
Is that like a Walt Stryker?
Well, you know, the type of politics that Delegate Shalega is recommending is just incredibly dated. And it's really a decrepit economic theory that no longer holds any water, either here in Maryland or across the United States. It just doesn't make any sense. It's that kind of Ayn Randian dystopia that so many Republicans have longed for so long. And we know that that's not what is right for Maryland, and we know that's not right for the entire country. You know, Mark, I just read a very moving and inspiring essay decrying the exact type of corporatism that Kathy is arguing for. And it wasn't written by Paul Krugman. It didn't come out of the Center for American Progress. It was written by the Pope. That's the type of inspiring thinking we should apply in Maryland, making sure we're protecting people and the middle class, not big corporations.
Well, I'm not proposing protecting big corporations. I am proposing allowing Maryland taxpayers to keep more of their money. And actually, the data proves it, and common sense shows it. The states that are growing, the states with growing economies, are the states that have lower tax rates. And, you know, so if it were true that higher taxes, the rain tax, the gas tax, all the taxes, the 72-plus taxes and fees that have been passed over the last 7 years were great policy, then Maryland wouldn't have this giant structural deficit that is growing and growing and growing, and we would be attracting businesses rather than losing our Fortune 500 company.
Closing up. Go ahead, Jeff.
Kathy is right. Texas, Alabama, and Mississippi and all those states with very low corporate and personal income tax are growing. They're growing in childhood obesity. They're growing in class sizes. They're growing in uninsured children. That's not the kind of policy we want here in Maryland.
I can see that. I think our listeners and the have kind of can really grasp the divide here in a very deep way. And we'll see where we're going. And we actually look forward to having you both back when the session starts to see where this takes us in this session beginning January the 8th. I want to thank both of our delegates here, Delegate Kathy Shalega, who is a Republican, Baltimore County and Harford County, and also the House Minority Whip, and Delegate Jeff Waldstreicher, who represents the 18th District in Montgomery County. Thank you both so much. You're listening to The Mark Steiner Show on Public Radio WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this very short break.